Bloody Mary Podcast!
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we are totally married. And tonight, we are rating and reviewing the new Wrong Turn remake. And as always, we spoil everything we talk about until it rots away. So spoilers.
Spoiler alert. So the Wrong Turn 2021 is a remake of the classic hillbilly horror flick Wrong Turn, made in 2003. It's about a bunch of friends who go hiking into the woods and they come across the Foundation, a community of weirdos who've lived there in the woods for many, many years away from society. And that's the movie.
And that's it.
Yep. So what did you think? Tell me your thoughts on the Wrong Turn remake 2021 that we saw.
Well, I think, it shouldn't have been called Wrong Turn.
I totally agree.
That's right off the bat. One if of it the things I was going to say. The Foundation,
yep,
that would be better, because Wrong Turn, anything, movie-wise, is backwoods, deformed-ass hillbillies.
It is, and there were none in this.
None.
Yeah.
The only weird deformity is when they would poke people's eyes out and put them in a cave.
Yeah, but they made that.
But they made that.
Yeah, that's, you know.
That is like the only deformity, quote unquote,
yeah,
that's in that movie.
Yeah, no, it's exactly what you said. It shouldn't have been called Wrong Turn. If this movie would have been called something else, it would be a lot better. I'd be like, okay, this is a fun little horror ride, but they call it Wrong Turn, and it just isn't. Like, there's, like you said, there's no hillbillies, and Wrong Turn is... It's just a bunch of backwoods hillbillies.
Right. Who?
Mutants, like chains and all this stuff.
None of that.
Yeah.
None of that. They were like Vikings. It reminded me of like they were Vikings in the Appalachian Mountains.
Yeah, yeah. It was a secluded society like M. Night Shyamalan's village, except they were darker.
Right.
They had tree head masks on. It was just weird. It reminded me of like a more horror version of fucking Midsommar. And like I see this theme more and more now in horror films where they have these kind of, occultish cult themes.
Right.
Are a little bit more prevalent. And they can be good, but not like this. It was just weird. And then Matthew Modine is in it. And he seems really out of place.
He does. And then he's going to look for his daughter in the Appalachian Mountains. And he's wearing like J. Crew Banana Republic bullshit. And his little, and they're like, that you're going hiking in that?
Yeah.
Like that's what you're hiking
he
in.
Was not dressed for the occasion.
No.
Yeah, not at all. And the characters sucked. They weren't really, like there's this main chick character and then like the main kind of boyfriendish character. And there were some other side ones that died off pretty quick. But you couldn't really latch onto them.
None.
They didn't have good personalities.
They were all kind of douchey millennials.
Yeah, like you couldn't sympathize with any of them.
No.
And there were just some weird, like plot things. Like they get captured, by this group that's out in the woods, and they have to like stand in front of them and plead their case because they killed one of them, which they thought it was self-defense. But they didn't really tell that to the people that were
to the courts
of this weird Viking sect. Like if they would have explained how they got there and why they murdered one of them, they probably would have been like, oh, okay, I get it. But instead they didn't say like anything.
No, I feel like though they probably would have died anyways, but
they didn't try.
No, they didn't.
They didn't say, hey, don't kill us because of this.
And really, they landed in the wrong turn because the one guy wanted to look for a Civil War camp.
Is that? I forget why they were there.
They were hiking and then they went off trail like they weren't supposed to.
Yeah.
And then it became another classic trespassing and murder.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're trespassing on their land.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they killed one of them. But to be fair, he was on a spit. They were carrying him in crazy-ass masks, not speaking English.
And they had their friend on a stick, knocked out.
Right.
So they thought they were, you know.
Right.
What would you think? I would think they were going to kill him.
Oh, yeah. Especially like, oh, she's the, like, one of the girls was disappeared or whatever. And like, oh, she's fine. She's peeing. Come on.
Yeah.
I will say they had good kills.
Yeah, that's one of the positives. Like, the kills are pretty good. The gore was pretty good. The
gore was really good. Mm. I love a good face mash. They had a couple of those.
Yeah. A face smash?
Face mash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Where they smash
their face. Smash the face.
Yeah.
Gotcha. It's not a new dance or anything, the face mash.
No.
Had a couple.
I mean, it could be.
Yeah.
Anyways, I liked that, but really it was just, I liked the ending though. I liked how, because basically they captured just the two of them, essentially. Well, they captured them, but the main girl and her boyfriend were like, we'll become one of you guys.
Yeah, the two survivors in the village became part of the clan. And the guy stayed behind because he liked it. And the chick, when the dad came to rescue her, she broke free. They eventually got out,
right.
Got back home. And the very ending, I don't know if this is what you're talking about. Like, my favorite part of the entire film was, yes, the last frame of the film that was a one-shot take.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, the bad guys come out of there. They come into society and grab the chick again
because she's pregnant with the leader's baby.
Yeah that was a whole side thing too. Like, she stayed alive by fucking the leader. Anyways, she escaped. They came back plain clothed, not dressed like Vikings anymore, and what seemingly is they kind of like con her into the RV,
right?
They're like weird RV, and then the camera angle is just on the street and you see the RV going and you think that she's going with them, but then it goes hits the tree. And like she just,
and it kind of like bounces back and forth.
And someone like rolls out of the RV, and then someone else, and she like, I think, slits a throat or something. There's some kind of cool kill, but it's all in a one shot take, and it's over the ending credits, which is the best part of the whole film.
Right, and then she walks away with the little girl.
Oh yeah,
and they're just walking down the street.
Yeah, there's a little girl.
Best part of that whole movie.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the Wrong Turn movies, I think they went to like six. And I saw, I think, up to three, and they did get like hokey and kind of corny and low budget, but there were still mutants. There was still gore. And I really prefer that over this. I mean, I get they're trying to do a fresh take on it, but it really didn't work for me. They should have called it something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call it The Foundation.
Yeah. No kidding.
With the clan in the woods. But yeah, Wrong Turn. There was none.
Like, nope. Yeah, I'd say if you like the Wrong Turn movie, especially like the original and maybe a couple of the other ones, then this one might not be for you, because it really isn't a Wrong Turn movie aside from people go get lost in the woods and then there's bad people out there.
Right.
Which could be any movie.
Right.
So let's jump into our rankings. I think I'm going to give this 4 out of 10 Bloody Marys.
I also gave it a 4 out of 10.
Yeah. I mean, if it would have been called something else, it probably would have jumped to a 6 and I would have been like, okay, this is a good horror movie. This is an average horror movie, a little above average.
Right.
I wouldn't watch it again, but it was fine. But the fact that they named it Wrong Turn brought it down.
Right. That it's like the Leatherface. Like, don't call it Leatherface, because that's some bullshit.
Yeah, like the last Texas Chainsaw we got that was called Leatherface should have just been called something else.
Right.
Yeah.
This wasn't a Wrong Turn movie. Had some good kills, but not a Wrong Turn.
Yeah.
It was a wrong turn.
It was.
<Ba-doom-tsh>.
Well, that was a quick review. So
that was a quick review.
Let's just wrap it up and say, you know, our Bloody Marys aren't dead, so we'll just drink these off screen. So drink in moderation. Don't see Wrong Turn, the remake, or spend money on it. If you haven't seen any of them, watch the original. So catch you next time.
All right. Bye-bye.
The Bloody Marys.